The U.S. military is taking extraordinary steps to hang on to some of its most valuable assets, experienced Special Forces troops. The threat of terrorism has put specialists, including Navy SEALs and Green Berets, in high demand, not only in the military, but also in the private sector. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has the story.
U.S. Special Forces have all the skills of the conventional military and a lot more. They're trained in urban combat, intelligence techniques, foreign languages, and cultural awareness, all very important in the war on terrorism. Khalif Sepp, formerly with Army Special Forces, teaches at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. He says the Special Forces are a close-knit community whose members in years past would serve for 20 years or more.
Because they were doing the kind of work that they enjoyed doing in a community that internally appreciated them. But with the Iraq War in particular, there has been a big draw to either other government agencies or contractors that tell them that they can do the same kind of work that they enjoy doing, but at considerably higher pay.
Because of the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan and the war on terrorism, private security firms are booming. Gary Jackson is the president of North Carolina-based Blackwater Security Consulting.
I will tell you, it was since the bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen in 2000, we have had incredible growth since that date.
Jackson says that his firm pays up to $700 a day for a skilled operative who will work in a risky environment, such as Iraq or Afghanistan. But contractors have offered more, says Doug Brooks. He's president of the International Peace Operations Association, an advocacy group for private security firms.
Right at the beginning, when they needed a lot of people very fast with very specialized skill sets, you could go in and get $1,000 a day or even more.
Brooks points out that people who leave Special Forces after 20 or more years are still relatively young.
To be a private contractor, you don't necessarily have to be as fit as a 22-year-old, but experience matters. And, you know, essentially, if you're going to the Special Forces for 30 years, you have a PhD in peacekeeping. These people who have all these skills are in demand.
One member of Special Forces who is getting close to retirement has been talking to private contractors. He was willing to discuss his experience on the condition that he not be identified.
I started my family late in life, a lot of it because of my duties. So, you know, I've still got kids that I've got to put through college and everything, and you got to continue to work even though my retirement pay is very good.
This officer says he was surprised to find what people would pay for his services, especially if he were willing to go overseas.
The good news is you can pull the plug whenever you want. If I'm over there and I don't like the job, then I quit. You know, it's kind of the best of all possible worlds.
Peter Singer, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, has interviewed numerous members of Special Forces during research for his book, Corporate Warriors: The Rise of the Privatized Military Industry. Singer says that Special Forces are incredibly overtaxed.
You talk with some of them, and literally they've been deployed to places like Afghanistan 6-7 times in the last 2 years. So there's an incredible pace of operations that's wearing them down. It's tough on their families, etc.
Former members of Special Forces typically describe being away from home more than 50% of the time during their years of service, but that was before 9/11. Gary Jackson of Blackwater, a former Navy SEAL, says that now the Special Forces are gone all the time.
Probably 75% of those men have wives and children, and it's just a continuous cycle of being deployed, training, and when they're training, most of the time they're not at home, and then they're deployed again.
The U.S. Special Forces Command acknowledges that it is losing personnel. So in February, the Defense Department announced an incentives package aimed at improving retention. It includes a bonus of up to $150,000 for veteran special operatives who agree to extend their service. Lieutenant Colonel Alex Finlay is in the personnel office of the Special Forces Command.
So it was very important for us to act aggressively to ensure that we maintain our experience within these specialties.
In addition to money, Finlay says the Defense Department is offering programs intended to improve the lives of special operatives and their families. Finlay says that Special Forces is examining the impact of the incentive package. The first report is due next month. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.